The Lord Jesus Christ performed many miracles while on this earth, miracles that proved Him to be God manifest in the flesh, proved Him to be the Christ. The blind received their sight. The lame walked. Lepers were cleansed. The deaf heard. He gave them ears to hear. The dead were raised. In Mark chapter 7, I'm reading another story of the Lord healing someone. Mark chapter 7 says they brought to Him, verse 32, they brought to the Lord one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech Him to put His hand upon him. Well, the Lord did. He took this man and healed him. He opened his deaf ears and his speech was given to him. Well, this is another picture of the salvation of every one of God's people. All of God's people were blind when He found them. They were deaf. They could not hear the truth. Could not hear His voice. They were lame. They could not walk by faith. Lepers. Dead and trespassed in sin. If you have never been blind, then you do not see now. The Lord one time said to some Pharisees, He said, if you were blind, you would have no sin. We need to go and learn what that means. If you've never been dead and trespassed in sin, then you're yet in your sin. When salvation comes, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes through the preaching of the gospel, it says, as in Isaiah 29, the deaf shall hear the words of the book. The eyes of the blind shall see. Here in this story, it says in verse 31 that the Lord Jesus Christ departed out of the coast of Tyre and Sidon, came into the Sea of Galilee. He departed from this Tyre and Sidon. He went a long ways over the mountains to this remote village, a notoriously evil place, and He went there to save one woman. One woman's daughter, that is. And then He left and went back to Galilee. Let me ask you a question. Could God save anyone He wanted to? Can God save anyone He wants to? Can Christ save whom He will? Can He? I'm sure most everyone will answer, why, yes. Then why doesn't He? Why doesn't God save everyone? Why not? I'll tell you why. Because salvation is God's will, God's choice. He saves whom He will. No one deserves to be saved. People say this all the time. False preachers say this. Everyone deserves a chance to be saved. No. No one deserves to be saved. Salvation's the mercy of God. Mercy means not getting what we deserve. No one deserves to be saved. And salvation's not by chance. It's according to God's purpose and grace. Not by chance, but God's choice. Salvation's according to the sovereign mercy of God. He said, I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy, and I will be gracious on whom I will be gracious. I urge everyone listening to this to call on the Lord for mercy. Don't expect it, but ask for it. If you call, He will. He'll show mercy. But they bring to the Lord, verse 32, one that was deaf. One that was deaf. He had no hearing. He was deaf from birth. He had ears, but he could not hear. They were useless. Scripture says that's all mankind by nature. That's all of us. That's how we're born. Having ears to hear, we hear not. Eyes to see, and see not. I know people who hear this gospel, who hear God's word, yet they don't hear it. I know people who read God's word and yet cannot see clearly what it's saying. In fact, they say that very thing. I don't see it that way. When it's just as plain, as we would say, as a nose on your face. Well, this was me. I was deaf. I was blind to the truth. I'm a preacher's kid. I've heard thousands of messages. My father was pastor for 60-some years, and I heard message after message after message, and yet I didn't hear a thing. I read the Word, saw it with these eyes, but did not see. Did not see. Proverbs 20, verse 12 says, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made them both. That's speaking of not only physical eyes and ears, but spiritual eyes and ear. When people see, it's because God gives them eyes to see. This is what the Lord said, I will bring my sons, Isaiah 43, I will bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone's called by my name. I've created him for my glory. He says, bring forth the people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Well, they bring this man to Christ. And I say unto whoever is listening to this right now, those who are listening who believe the gospel, who believe the truth, do you? If you do, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, there's someone in your house right now, or someone you know, who does not believe, who has not heard the truth, who has not seen God, who has not seen their need of Him, need of Christ, has not seen themselves for what they are, sinners. Bring them to Christ. Bring them to hear this message. Bring them right now. Bring them into this room and let them hear this message. They must hear it. They must hear it. It says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how shall they hear without a preacher? That's Romans 10:14. And how shall they preach except they be sent? Bring them. Bring them. Bring them to by prayer. Bring them before the Lord. Ask Him to open their ears and blind eyes. Bring them to His church. Bring them to where the Gospels preach. Bring them. Bring them this morning. Bring them to 3596 Franklin Street, Rocky Mount, Virginia at 9:30, and they will hear the truth of God's Word, the Gospel of salvation that's able to make them wise unto salvation. Bring them. So they brought this man to the Lord and beseeched Him. They begged Him, Lord, please open his ears. If the Lord doesn't open ears, they won't be open. If the Lord doesn't give eyes to see, they won't see. It says this man had an impediment in his speech, and that's how you know. That's how you know he was deaf, that he could not hear, because his speech gave him away. There's certain words and sounds that a person cannot imitate if they cannot hear them. Unsaved people clearly reveal that they haven't heard God's voice, Christ's voice. They haven't heard the Word of God, haven't heard the truth by the way that they speak. Unsaved people, be they irreligious or religious, there's just as many lost people in religion as there are out of religion. The irreligious, those who make no pretense of worshiping God, of they don't go to church, they don't read their Bible, they don't pray, they don't call on the Lord, they make no profession of believing God. They give away the fact that they haven't heard God's Word by the way they speak. God says, they that take His name in vain, He will not hold them guiltless. Many take God's name in vain. We live in a day in which the name of God is on the lips of most people, men, women, and even little children. Do you hear this saying all the time? Oh my God, as a byword, as an exclamation point. That's taking God's name in vain. If people knew God, they wouldn't use His name like that. If they feared God, they wouldn't use His name like that. Scripture says there's no fear of God before their eyes. David said the transgression of the wicked tells me there's no fear of God. The way they take His name in vain. Religious are no different. What they say about God. Religious preachers tell me that they don't know God by the way they speak about God. They say, God wants this, God wants that. God didn't want that to happen. When Scriptures say no such things like that. They say, let go and let God. Let God be your Lord. Let Jesus into your heart. They don't know God or they wouldn't speak like that because the Scriptures doesn't say that. And the religious give away the fact that they haven't heard God's voice. They have an impediment in their speech because they say things like this. I accepted Jesus. I got saved. I made Jesus Lord. I let Him into my heart. I joined the church. They speak about their will, my works, my decision. Their religion starts with I, me and mine. Man's will, man's choice, man's decision. That is not the salvation of God's people. Scripture says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. One time a man said to my wife, he said, I got saved the other day, and she said, I'm sorry to hear that. And he was shocked. He said, what do you mean? She said, if the Lord had saved you, you would have said so. He said, well, that's what I mean. Well, no, that's not what you said. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. If the Lord saved you, you would have said so. You mean to tell me that if you were in a burning building or or if you were drowning and someone gave their life saving you, that you'd run around telling people that you let that man save you? You'd run around telling people how you accepted him as your personal savior? Sounds foolish, doesn't it? Neither would you tell people you let God do anything if God in great mercy and great grace and came and saved you and gave His life. Christ gave His life for you. You would tell people, as all of God's true people do, the Lord saved me. The Lord had mercy upon me. The Lord gave me eyes to see. The Lord, in great mercy and great grace, undeserved mercy and undeserved grace, saved me. The redeemed of the Lord say so. He hath saved me. All people in heaven are saved unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. None of this I, me, and my stuff. Well, they brought this man to Christ, and it says He took him. Where did He take him? It says it in verse 33, He took him aside from the multitude. He took him out of the crowd, because wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go therein. That's what the Lord said. Can all these people in religion be wrong? Yes, most of them are. There were millions of people in the days of the ark, Noah's ark. Only 8 people were in that ark. Millions went through the wilderness of sin. Only 2 over 20 went in the promised land. Can all these people be wrong? Yes, they generally are. The truth is always in the minority. Vast multitudes followed Jesus, believed in Jesus, and He turned to them and said, "You only follow me for the food, for the miracles." They asked Him one time, "Lord, are there few that be saved?" He said, "Yes, many are called, but few are chosen." People, the Lord's going to have to bring you out of religion, out of this, outside the camp, Hebrews 13 said. And He's going to have to stop your ears from hearing lies. Verse 33 says, He put His fingers in His ears, touched His tongue. He spit something from the Lord's mouth and touched His ears and touched His tongue. That's the Word of God. The Lord's going to have to stop your ears from hearing lies, hearing all of this false gospel that's being preached today, false religion, lies on God, and have you hear His voice, His truth, from His mouth, from the Word of God. And He put His fingers in His ears and touched His tongue, and it says His ears were open. The Lord said, "Be open." His ears were open, and His tongue was loosed, and He spake plainly. He spake plainly. What came from the Lord's mouth opened His ears and loosed His tongue. What did He hear? Well, He heard the voice of the Son of God, the Word of God, which is Christ. He heard Christ. What did He say? It says His tongue was loosed and He spake plainly. I'll tell you what He said. He said, "Salvation's of the Lord." He said, "He chose me. He called me. He had mercy on me. He hath saved me. Unto Him, unto Him, unto Him. None of this I, me and mine, but unto Him. Salvation's of the Lord. For His glory." Oh, may the Lord open your deaf ears this morning to hear His voice, to hear His truth. That is my prayer. Amen.